Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. Did you request a supervisor?
Yes, good afternoon. I was calling regarding a refund check that I received that expired as of yesterday.
So you're saying that you just got a check and it's expired, the check that you received?
Okay, so what happened was it was sent to me via email, I believe a couple of times, but I thought it was junk mail. So when I finally opened it this past week, I printed it out, went to go deposit the check today, and realized it expired yesterday.
All right, so basically you've been had the check, and you didn't realize, you didn't know you had it, but by the time you checked it and printed it, it was expired.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what happened.
Okay. And how long ago was that? Because, I mean, the check should be good at least for us. Most checks are good for like a hundred or, you know.
I mean, I just deposited the check today, or at least I attempted to, and it was denied. And I looked at the check and I said, oh my goodness, it expired yesterday. The check is a partial payment, partial refund. It's only like $18. It might not be much, but I mean, it's something. And I guess the check date was like February the 17th, it looks like.
Okay. Well, first, let me see if I can locate an account for you. I mean, being that they did already give it to you and you just didn't cash it, then I don't know if they'll be able to ship you another one out because you let it expire. So I'll have to check on that for you. Let me see if I can get it pulled up first for you. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, because I know, like, initially it was in a different credit card. I no longer have possession of that credit card. So I don't know if that's going to cause an issue.
All right. Let me see, because like I said, if they send it to you and you never cashed it and it expired, then, like I said, I don't know if they're going to issue you another one out. Okay. What's your zip code?
91786.
You said 91786?
That's correct.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
Monica Solis.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Monica
mm-hmm.
Solis.
1 second. Okay, spell your last name for me.
So it's spelled S. O-L-I-S.
S-O-L-I-S.
Uh-huh.
You said your first name is Monica?
Yes.
Okay. And what were you getting this refund for? What was the product that they were getting this refund
okay,
for?
Okay, so it was, I had got the, I got like a keto, a sand, and then something else, I got like another bottle. And then when I went to, I called back and I called customer service to cancel the membership after the 7 days or the 14 days, whatever it was. They said, well, we cannot give you a full refund, but we'll give you a partial refund. And I said, that's fine. So they said, we're going to email you a check. I mean, I was waiting and waiting and I never received it, or so I thought. And then when I realized that it was not junk mail, it was actual check. It was basically too late.
I know, yeah, but for some reason you're not pulling up. Let me see. You said it was a keto extend?
Yeah, the keto extend, and then there was another, it was like two bottles that I got.
Yeah, the keto extend cleanse, because we do have that product. I don't know why you're not pulling up.
It was like a green pill or something like that.
Yeah, give me your phone number. Mm-hmm. What's your phone number?
That's 909-552-1976.
There you go. And then verify your address for security purposes.
Yeah, 916 West 11th Street, Upland, California.
All right, thanks. So I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled out for the keto extend and the keto extend cleanse. So Looks like here I'm seeing that you have a charge back on your account. So did you dispute these charges?
I mean, I paid a long time ago for this on my old credit card that I was referring to. And then I got this partial refund because I canceled it.
Yeah. But due to you having that chargeback on the account, once that happens, yeah, we can't issue out anything anyway because you have this chargeback.
Shouldn't be a charge.
No, you have a chargeback. That's what I'm asking. Did you file a dispute? That's what's showing on your account.
Oh, yes. Okay, this is what happened. It's a long story. So when I initially had to cancel it, I didn't know that you have to cancel it within a time frame. And apparently it was after the fact. I passed that time frame. So when I called customer service, something about the partial refund, which I got, and then I called my credit card, and I said, they're refusing to give me a full refund, but they're saying they'll give me a partial refund. So then my credit card company said, we're going to file a dispute for you. And I said, well, I'm not saying that I didn't agree to the terms. It just, I wanted like a refund of some sort, but they're like, so it was back and forth. So it was a big dispute. So, I mean, I'm grateful that I got this $18.58. But it expired yesterday. I mean, I was just calling to see if I could get another check, but now you're saying I'm not able to.
No, yeah. Once you have I didn't know you had a chargeback in place. You never said that. I just thought you had got a partial refund. I was going to see, but yeah, being that you have that chargeback, no. Once your account has been chargeback and blacklisted, there's nothing we can do on the account for you as far as refund wise.
I mean, I have the check in front of me. I have the check that I received. It just expired. So, I mean, even if I deposited this check and it was still good, it would have been not accepted by the bank.
If you had to deposit the check and it was good and it went to your account, that would have been fine. But now it's expired and you have a chargeback. So, yeah, we can't issue out another check.
Okay. See, I had no idea. I'm glad I called. I appreciate your time. Yes, and thanks, ma'am, for looking it up for me. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.